Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kier. Can I get your zip code, please?
What was that? I didn't understand you.
Can I get your zip code?
40055.
Thank you for that information. Can I get your first and last name?
Daniel Potter.
Thank you for that information. Can you verify your address for me, please?
No, I'm not going to do all that until I talk to you. We are getting 4 bogus charges from this. Well, the phone number is on the account. We did not order anything of it's muscle,
diet
wellness, muscle something, muscle now. And we've got $400 worth of charges. We live in Kentucky, and we've never ordered that or gotten that. We need those charges paid back.
Okay, sir, in order for me to better assist you, you have to verify your address for me, please.
939 Wooded Hills Road, Pendleton, Kentucky, 40055.
Thank you for that information. I see you have the Nitro 2 and the male enhancement testosterone.
No.
You don't recall?
It was we ordered that one time, but we've never received anything else. I mean, we got it one time. It's not $400 it.
Okay, well, you originally purchased it for $745 and $670 on the 18th of February. That was a 14-day trial of a 30-day supply. You have 14 days to call and cancel if you do not want to be in a monthly subscription or charge the full retail price of that product. Due to you not calling and cancel, it did charge you the full retail price of those products and enroll you in the monthly subscription. Did you get the opportunity to try out those products?
No, we did. We never seen them. We never got anything.
Okay. I'm seeing that the products were delivered to you on the 22nd of February.
Well, I haven't seen it.
Well, it was delivered to the address you provided me.
Well, you need to take us off of this. We do not want it.
The product do contain all natural ingredients. It does help boost your strength and your
stamina. I don't give a damn about that. I want off of it. Don't charge me again.
I can offer you a 35% discount.
I didn't get it. If I got it, then it would be a different story. I never received it. I've never seen it. How can you charge me for something I don't have?
Because it says delivered.
Well, it says delivered, but that don't mean it got delivered. It didn't come here.
You also did not call and inform us that you didn't receive it. I can offer you a 50% discount on all future charges.
I don't know. You need to give me my money back.
What about 75% discount on all future charges?
You need to give me my money back. I don't want anything else. I don't want a discount. I want my money back because I never received the product.
Allow me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and cancel your account for you.
I need my money back.
Bear with me for one moment. I'm still canceling out the account for you. Okay, sir, I can go ahead and provide you with that cancellation number. Let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, are you going to send my $400 back to me?
Unfortunately, sir, I cannot process a refund on account due to you being out of your trial period.
Let me tell you something, lady. I will fly to California, and I will find who did this, and I will put them under a fucking rock. You don't know who the fuck you're fucking with, lady. I am very strong in the government, and I will fuck you up. You need to send my money back to me.
Okay, unfortunately, sir, I cannot process a refund on an account due to you being out of your trial period.
You give me that spiel, but it's illegal what you're doing. I am going to put you on blast. I'm calling Mitch McConnell's office, which I'm personal friends with, and I'm going to make sure whoever is contacted with this goes to jail. Now, if you want to go to jail, you keep on. You send me my money back to my account. I'm not playing with you, and I'm no joke. I'm telling you the truth. I will fuck you up. I will fuck up your organization, and I will fuck up your paycheck. Do not mess with me. I'm going to tell you again, put my $400 back in there, and don't you ever charge me again. You understand that? Because I'm coming. I'm coming. Okay. And I'm going to find anybody associated with this phone number and where you're at. When I hang up the phone, if I don't have $400 in my account in the next 30 minutes, I'm going to call Mitch. Her name is Darlene Baker. She is his personal secretary. I'm going to call her and we'll put you on the news. I'm not playing. Do you need her phone number to find out whether I'm telling you the truth or not? Because I'll give it to you and you can call her. You are messing with the wrong guy. You stole from the wrong person. Put my money back in my account. Plain and simple. That's thievery. It's the worst kind of stinking liar. When is my money going to be back in my account?
Unfortunately, sir, I can't process a refund on the account.
Well, for $400, you're going to lose your business? Because you will. If my money's not back in my account, you're going to lose your business. And we will find out who you are. And it's a felon. What you're doing is a felon. I'm going to ask you again, when are you going to put my $400 back in my account?
Unfortunately, sir, I cannot process a refund on the account, but I can provide you with the cancellation number.
Who can process the money back? Who can do that?
No one, sir. You're out of your trial period.
You never got anything.
I never got anything. I can't try something that I haven't seen.
It was delivered to you, sir. I have the tracking number if you would like it.
It doesn't matter whether it was delivered, not to me, because they would have to come to my house. I live up on a mountain. They would have to come to my house, knock on my door, and hand it to me. They did not do that.
Well, sir, it did state it was delivered to your address, but you also paid for it, so you didn't call and inform us that you did not receive the order.
We paid for it in confidence that it was coming.
That's correct. It did come, sir. It was delivered to your
address. Well, I'm going to tell you something, young lady. I'm much older than you. I'm going to teach you a very valuable lesson. And I'm not only going to come after who owns it. I'm going to come after you personally. Because if you're not going to give me my money back, and I know what you are. Everybody knows what kind of people do this. You're the lowest form of life stealing from a freaking veteran, a disabled veteran. That's what you are. I hope you have children. And they act just like you, and they steal from you. Give me my number, my cancellation number right now.
Okay. That cancellation number is C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, number 5, D as in dog, number 3, number 6, number 5, number 9. F is in Frank, D is in dog, E is in Edward.
Edward.
Yes, sir.
Well.
So when is the brother coming?
When am I gonna get my medicine that they were supposed to send? I done paid for it now. I want it.
You have a new order coming out, sir. You'll receive it in 3 to 5 business days.
If you take another dollar out of my fucking pocket, I'm going to find you and I'm going to fuck you up personally. So you take that to heart. Goodbye.